Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Yeah, baby. Ooh, that's impressive. Can we live up to that, Val?
Oh, I doubt it.
You doubt it? Oh. All right,
We'll try.
Rolling into Odd News. We got some quick hits for you. These are little short ones, just some Odd News headlines, and Val's going to kick it off.
All right, I'm making sure we're in the right spot. In a survey, 59% of women and 54% of men would like to change at least one feature on their partner's face. We could change the vows from till death to us part till your nose no longer bothers me.
So I have to ask, what's the one thing on Brad's face you might change?
Absolutely nothing.
Good answer. Wow, wow. All right, 59-year-old. Furniture, 59-year-old stole furniture and then called the same business to ask about a reward for its return. Deputies rewarded him with handcuffs. Yay!
Ooh,
yeah.
Yay! a man was arrested for trespassing at Travis Kelce's property while trying to serve Taylor Swift. Yes, like made up legal papers, because he apparently thought that was a thing you could do, even if you're not a lawyer.
I got these fake legal papers. All right. How about a skateboard getaway? Really? Stolen pickup truck. Suspect ditched the vehicle, then tried to flee police on a skateboard. Problem was, he was wearing one of those high visibility vests. Oopsie.
Oops. In Texas, thieves attempted to steal a live shark from an aquarium using a baby stroller, only to be caught after staff noticed the baby was trying to eat people that peeked in. Does your baby bite?
It's not my baby. In Virginia, teenagers rang doorbells in masks and pretended to threaten residents, alarming neighbors and law enforcement before it was revealed as a prank gone way too far.
It's probably some YouTube channel or challenge or something.
Yeah.
All right. Stolen car. This stolen car ran out of gas. In the U.S., a stolen car suspect made it less than a mile before the vehicle ran out of gas. Officers found him pushing the car and politely took him into custody. Remember, if your vehicle runs on hope, you're already late.
Our friend Jean once showed me a video from the gas station where she worked, where a kid was hiding, kind of like standing on the corner, and he was just watching for somebody to leave the keys in the car at a gas station. Okay, so same kind of thing. And somebody does, and you can see him immediately as they walk through the door. He crosses in front of the front door, jumps in the car, and takes off. He didn't even make it to Spoko before he ran out of gas.
Well, you know, that's just like one reason to make sure that you run on fumes.
Yes. I stole a car without a gas and never made it to the next gas station. All right. Let's see. In Brazil, police reported a man walked into a jail not to escape, but to visit friends he made when previously incarcerated. He told officers he missed them. Officers described the incident as unique and him as cooperative, which feels generous. He was not required to be there. He was not visiting. He simply wanted to hang out. He needs a new club quick. And I do. I have a sound effect for him.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Okay.
Doggone it.
Doggone it.
The only friends I have are in prison.
Oh. Hey, Australia girl, you get the Australia story.
Oh, fun. In Australia, police use fitness tracker data to catch a robbery suspect after a smartwatch recorded the exact route, time, and duration of his escape. The suspect's own wearable device logged the run, mapped the path, and improved elevated heart rate during the crime, which means his smartwatch is now officially the best detective on the force. Undone by a Fitbit and Big Brother.
Oh, Yeah, there's no getting away with anything anymore with those cameras.
No, there's not.
On to Eastern Europe, police arrested a suspect after he allegedly washed stolen money in a clothes washer to remove the dye. Money was destroyed, soaked, and unreadable, but technically very clean. Police noted the suspect was confused when the plan failed. Reminding us that money laundering shouldn't be literal. Wash cycles are for socks, not felonies. And on to Florida.
Authorities in Flagler County, Florida are trying to solve the mystery behind some suspicious incidents. Click Orlando reported. I was like, click Orlando. That in seven separate circumstances, a masked man was captured on surveillance video leaving a piece of wood and a $1 bill on front porches of homes. One family who received two different deliveries said the second one had writings on the log that said, "The Midnight Stalker is coming for Palm Coast." Flagler County Sheriff Rick Talley said the incidents unnerving and said the person could face charges of trespassing, loitering, prowling, littering, and being way too creepy.
Way too creepy. So all those people in Flagler County that have been harassed and scared by this, I mean, it's pretty creepy. It's like the creepy clowns on the corners, right?
Right.
So,
and it's probably somebody who thinks it's funny and a joke.
Yeah. Kind of like me. So I felt bad for these people, and I thought, this thing I'm doing, writing all these songs, and immediately a couple lyrics came to my head, so I wrote them this quick song to make them feel better.
It's log, it's bigger than pets. Wood. It's log, it's better than bad, it's good.
You think that make him feel better?
You never know.
I think that was creeptacular.
I think so.
Police in the U.S. arrested a man accused of robbing a convenience store after he left his wallet at the scene. We hear this happening all the time. I hated to do another story about it. It was complete with ID, credit cards, and apparently zero shame. Security footage showed him calmly demanding cash, then calmly walking out, and calmly forgetting the one thing that would prove who he is, his license. Officers said it was one of the easiest arrests of the year, which is cop speak for, sir. We didn't even have to try. So crime doesn't pay, but it does require pockets, and this is why criminals should be forced to take basic life skill classes before committing felonies. And let's do this one more time.
I didn't do it! It wasn't me! It wasn't me! I didn't do it!
It wasn't me.
You farted.
No, it wasn't me. It was the chair, right?
Yeah. Oops.
Hey?
Hey? It's you.
Moving on to wacky but true, as if the rest of it wasn't. In France, a man was arrested after using a hammer to attack an old statue. The man claimed he was doing performance art with the hammer and that the artist who created the statue would have been pleased.
If he wasn't dead already. Wow. I made it better. All right. Armed robbers in Germany held up a man carrying what they thought was a money transfer satchel. You know, like those bags you could take to the bank. They were probably kicking themselves when they got back to their hideout and they found out they stole a first aid kit. But they'll probably end up needing some of those Band-Aids.
Dead,
or they're done.
Yeah. All right. I think I have to do this one, too.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a story. 5 years ago today, I'm doing one, and this was for Back in Time. You're really going to like this, Val.
Okay.
I got to get to the right screen so I can pull this off for this story because it's a big deal, mostly. 5 years ago today, wacky but true, a strip club handed out branded tents to the homeless. San Diego strip club gave out nearly 150 tents to the homeless. Tents were branded with the logo for Deja Vu Showgirls. Hey, they got one in Spokane. Company spokesman.
They used to.
They're gone. Good. All right. Company spokesman says 150 tents were part of the company's outreach program. In addition, they also passed out close to 3,000 bottles of water to the homeless in San Diego. I actually have a clip. And Val, I want you to check out how these tents are shaped.
As you can see, the situation here is complex. These brightly colored, shall we say, non-traditional tents now dominate the landscape.
Definitely non-traditional.
Definitely non-traditional tents. And if you want to see it, you're just going to have to go back and watch the show if you're listening on the radio.
And there you go.
And here's Val with a $21,000 mouthful.
In a freak accident that sounds like an urban legend, a Massachusetts woman recently faced a mountain of medical debt after a literal run-in with a bat. Erica Kahn was in Arizona trying to photograph the night sky when a bat, likely disoriented by her camera's flasher movement, flew directly into her face. In the shock of the moment, Kahn screamed and the bat, or at least part of it, flew directly into her open mouth. Because she was between jobs and lacked health insurance, the subsequent precautionary rabies treatment and emergency room visits racked up a bill of nearly $21,000. The bat-to-mouth incident has since become a viral warning for outdoor enthusiasts about the unexpected cost of wildlife encounters, especially when rabies is a factor. Oh, talk about the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
This is the best thing I ever put in my mouth.
Oh.
When I made this sound effect, I laughed for like 3 minutes.
Oh, look, you have something on your face.
Yeah, I giggled.
That's right. Horrible.
We're going to wrap it up here. Our last stories. We've been running out of time all morning. We needed to do a 3-hour show.
That's it.
All right. I'm going to have a hard time going back and seeing what we missed. All right. My last story, a bizarre case of intergalactic fraud was reported in Japan involving an 80-year-old woman and a man she believed was a stranded astronaut at the space station.
Oh, wow.
You heard me right.
Wow.
Yes. A scammer contacted her via social media, claiming he was currently stationed at the International Space Station and was desperately in love with her. He told her he wanted to return to Earth to marry her, but there was one small problem. His spaceship had run out of oxygen, and he needed money to pay for a re-entry fee and new oxygen tanks. I'm guessing you buy those from Musk? Maybe?
Oh.
Despite the logistical impossibility of Vemoing money to space... for air, the woman, fueled by romantic promise, sent him roughly 1 million yen. That's about $6,300. Before her family discovered this, celestial correspondence had contacted the police.
Wow. Oh.
So she was actually lost $6,300 to this guy. And after due diligence, you know how I like to investigate, right, Val?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
I've figured out this guy, and he is a ship captain's of sorts.
Han Solo. I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon. You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Yeah, sure, buddy. And isn't he exactly the kind of guy that would do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel, still, the woman probably had dementia and stuff. I mean, because I don't know how you fall for that tale without some early on, or well, late onset Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible when you rip off an 80-year-old woman.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if they did start charging the astronauts to get home?
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight surrender.
Catch up with Scott and Val on YouTube at Rogue Frequency Network. And watch them live there every Tuesday morning at 7:20 Pacific.
Scott and Val say the universe.
Scott and Val save the universe.
But mostly Scott.
Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scots.
Catch Scott and Val Tuesday mornings at 7:20. Val, sharp, stunning, effortlessly brilliant. Scott, the human equivalent of a loading screen.
It's Scott and Val.